happening in the morning? Honestly, I wouldn't mind sleeping a couple more hours. Because it's still a bit dark outside, and I just feel like it's time to sleep. It's still time to sleep, but I woke up. So what about you? What plans do you have for today?
I have things that I wouldn't want to tell you because it's a secret. Okay. But you're going to find out.
Okay.
So it's just like a small teaser.
Okay.
And, that's it. My cat, I had to cut some of his hair again. He acts very weirdly when you cut his hair because he becomes very self-conscious and he tries to get to the mirror.
Do you see his reflection in the mirror?
I think he does. He's very shy when I cut his hair because he understands that he doesn't look very attractive.
I think you think too much. I don't think that cats actually think about that.
I don't know. If you live with him, you know, you would probably have...
Just a bit uncomfortable or unusual for him to have no hair, but I don't think that he actually realizes that he looks funny.
Well, anyway, he hides. He hides under the plants and behind the curtains. He doesn't want anyone to see him. And, you know, we have this stray cat who sometimes enters our apartment.
Yes, I know you've told
me. Yes. He is very angry at the moment because she has to see him in
this condition.
And
in his underwear.
In his underwear, correct.
I cut my Lo's hair every now and then. I do it every 3 months. She seems to be okay. Although, after the procedure, I also feel like she's not comfortable. But mm-hmm. She's missing something. But it's probably my imagination. So right now I'm watching a new TV series that I've recently discovered. It's about women in prison, and it's a British series, and it's really great, and I can't keep my accent anymore. The interesting thing about this series is that they show the whole picture of prison life, how complicated it is to be in prison, especially for women. They have put different women from different regions in there, so you can see Scottish people and Scottish accent, and you can see all these different accents. And I mean, for me, it's a bit complicated to understand what they're saying, but after a while, you get used to that. And right now, I'm just trying to not speak like them.
Like Scottish people?
Not Scottish, that they, I don't know what accent it is. They, for example, they can say, like, I don't know. They say in it after every sentence. Like it's like a tag question, but it's in it. Okay. There are a lot of different things, but it's just funny.
How is it called?
How's that called? Bad Girls. It's called Bad Girls.
Bad Girls. Okay.
Yeah. No, it's funny.
This will be the second film in my list recommended by Asa after Sliders.
Well, Sliders is the best. It's definitely a must watch. So,
okay.
And this one, I don't know about the
accents.
I don't know about the message. I just like the language. So
okay,
that's basically the reason I watch it.
If they have Scottish people, I'm going to watch it.
They do, but somewhere not in the beginning. So
Then I will skip it.
I can tell you the. I can just send you the link of the Scottish people. Of the Scottish girl.
She is the proof that the Earth is not going down because there are still some brilliant thinking people around us. She's the perfect combination of wit and beauty. She looks into the tunnel of future and sees the bright light. The very optimistic Asya.
Wow. I guess you have already developed my complex.
Why? Did I praise you too much? Or?
Yes, you praised me too much. Where's my crown?
Okay, I'm going to then move into the into an opposite direction, starting from the next podcast.
Well, don't move too much in the opposite direction. I still want to be the positive character.
Okay. She delivers you pictures that sometimes have a specific sense of humor. Bear with me, guys. She was born with an easel and then complemented it with a slight knowledge of the foreign language. Your marvelous host, Landish. It's very weird when you try to applaud yourself.
Well, who else do you have?
In
the USA, the saddest map of America was published. It's the results of the study of the missed connection section of Craigslist. This is where Americans thought they saw their future spouse or date or hookup state by state. It is, in some ways, a sign of where Americans are now more likely to see people they don't know in various parts of the country. In the South, more people spy love at Walmart than anywhere else. The big cities like New York, for example, showcase the random human interaction on the subway or metro. The Northwest has it all going on buses. California is an actual self-parody, as is Nevada, but the saddest state of all has to be Indiana. There, the majority of missed connections were at home. So, how do you like that? I love it.
It's at home?
Yeah. What if we had to publish a similar map of Russia? How would it look like, I wonder? Mm-hmm. We are not necessarily talking about dating, just human interaction. Mm-hmm. I would say that it's the at-home section.
Yeah, we just have to cover the whole Russian map with the internet.
Oh, yes. Well, I guess it's pretty much the same in the USA.
Maybe in, like, big cities, like St. Petersburg or Moscow. They're the same metro. I don't know. I meet people on the internet.
I know that
I don't really go out that often.
I know. And I don't really go out that often, except going for a walk with my dog. But that doesn't count because I don't actually meet people. Or if I see them, I don't interact with them. But if we talk about Naberezhny Chelny, for example, where do people meet each other?
There are some nightclubs, yeah? I've never been to a nightclub. I know, I was once in a nightclub and I didn't really like it. But I think that people usually meet in some kind of nightclubs like that because it's very popular here.
You think they are still popular in Chelny?
I have no idea.
I think it's only for a particular group of people.
Yeah.
And I don't actually think that other people go to meet someone at a nightclub. Maybe somewhere in cafes or restaurants, something like that. By the way, what do you think about different... How are they called? Speed dates?
Speed dates,
yeah.
Do we have those in Russia?
Actually, we do, and we actually have it in Naberezhny Chelny. My friend is doing that. I've never been there, but he says it's quite popular. It's not expensive. It's just about, like, 300 rubles to pay for the whole program.
And what's the result?
Well, possible connections, possible friends, or...
Did he meet anyone?
Oh, he's the organizer.
He's the organizer.
Yeah, he organizes everything. I don't know, I guess he's met a lot of people.
Would you want to participate?
I would, if I had time. I mean, it's not that I would set my hopes on that, but just out of pure curiosity, why not? I guess it's funny. Why not? Mm-hmm. It is getting more and more popular because people are missing this real human interaction, human relationship, and just because it's not that easy to meet someone if you're not a clubber or if you're not a voracious reader. Mm-hmm. So then you don't go to libraries. Where else can you meet someone? So I guess these kind of events are getting more and more popular.
I don't know. I can never meet anyone outside.
I have never met anyone that accidentally.
Me neither.
I have not met anyone on a bus, for example. Hey, you look nice. Yeah, you look nice too. I've never been in this kind of situation, but I just give it a possibility. I think everything is possible, so why not?
But I feel I would be shy just to approach a person.
Well, I would never be the one to take the initiative. But if someone approaches me and says something and behaves adequately, I would probably be friendly and...
Pope Benedict the 16th will send final tweet from Vatican on February 28th. It wasn't long ago that Benedict became the very first pope to bless us via Twitter. But as His Holiness is set to resign at the end of this month, apparently his Twitter account will stop too. During his 8 years of leadership, the Catholic Church has certainly increased its internet presence and even sanctioned an iPhone app for confession.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Sanction an iPhone app. I can't believe that.
I wonder, do you have to pay for it?
I don't know.
I think that you have to pay for it.
Maybe you have a light version, which is free, but the... But the one with full options where you can actually be forgiven. I'm being sarcastic.
Fresh evidence that Apple has been working on a smart watch concept since at least 2011 has emerged in a patent filing. Display? Sorry.
What's wrong with you? Okay, display. How else can you pronounce this word anyway?
I don't know.
This is
right. The document describes a flexible touchscreen display display which would communicate with a smartphone or other electronic device. The mooted device will resemble a thin strip of metal covered in fabric which snapped around the user's wrist to form a bracelet. It will feature a flexible circuit board and display, a touch-sensitive user interface, and a two-way communication chip which would curl around the user's skin.
This is not
a new idea
for me. Well, although I haven't heard Apple working on that. But, you know, this app, if you have an iPhone, application called Nike Plus for runners. Mm-hmm. I think Nike has done a great application. You can actually control your calories, how many calories you burn. You can control distance, speed, everything is on your mobile phone, which is great. But there is also this option to buy a wristwatch so that you don't have to carry a big mobile phone with you. And this wristwatch, you have the same options, and it communicates wirelessly with your mobile phone, something like that. You can buy it in any Nike store. But I don't understand the reason. Why do you need a watch if you have a cell phone?
Well, it's maybe more convenient in some ways. It's more portable, maybe.
What about all these results on your health? Some people say that mobiles are dangerous.
Oh, goodness. Some vibrations.
Some vibrations, yeah. Something, some bad influence. But anyway, do you wear watches?
Yes, I have a...
Really?
I have a very old watch. My father gave it to me, so... I really like it. I like men watches. They are usually too big for my...
But they are more attractive.
Yes, they're more attractive.
Yeah. I've only had one watch that I liked that much. It was a sports watch. It's attractive, and again, I was used to using it. But at that time, I had no mobile phone, so I guess right now it's quite complicated to get used to watches again.
Esquire published a list of 75 things every man should do, and number one was to play rugby. Quote, the smears of blood, the skull against skull trash talk, the generalized requirement to drink beer with your opponents afterwards, and even the fact that no one outside the UK can name a single professional rugby player, nor much cares to, make this the last intensely male, broadly human team sport. And among other things, there were to make a perfect omelette, learn 3 to 4 chords on the guitar until you can play one song, milk a cow and drink that, to shoplift, to break a sheet of plate glass with a ball pin hammer, to cook the same thing over and over until you know how to...
Until you're known for it.
Until you're known for it, and overeat for a week.
Ridiculous. I like shoplift.
Have you ever shoplifted, by the way?
I have.
When I was a kid,
I did. But I don't know why I stopped, actually.
Became professional?
I can say not professional. I remember that there was this little open air market or flea market. There was released a new album of my favorite singer, and I wanted that album very much. They were not on CDs, they were on tapes at that time. So I came up to my mom. I'm telling you how I started and how I stopped. I came to my mom and I asked for money because I tried to explain that I needed that album very much. It was a matter of life and death for me. But she said, no. She said, you don't need that. It's just a waste of money. And I was very upset. So what I did was I found a cassette, which I was not using, which looked quite nicely. I went to that open air market. I came to the cassette kiosk and I asked for a cassette that I wanted and very quickly substituted with the one that I had in my pocket. But I made a mistake Then I returned the cassettes. The seller didn't notice anything, I guess. He just put it back. But then, just because I was a child, I was about 10 years old, I think, I was very excited in the fact that I succeeded. So I ran very, very fast from that kiosk, as fast as I could. And I guess that made him wonder why I ran so fast. And he checked the cassette and he saw what I did. And then a couple of days later, I was very worried whether that seller knew everything. So I approached that same kiosk deliberately to see his reaction. And he said, "Well, you are a little bastard. Mm-hmm. I know what you've done," something like that. And I was so ashamed. I felt so bad that the next day I don't know how I found the money. Probably I asked my mom. Probably I just saved. But maybe that happened a week later. I don't remember. But anyway, I returned him the money. I came. I said nothing. I just put the money on the table and went away. So that was the story. And I guess I'm very thankful to that seller. He was not even shouting at me. He was not, you know, he didn't make it loud. He just said it face to face. Mm-hmm. He said, "You are a little bastard. I know what you've done. Aren't you ashamed of yourself?" Something like that. And I was very touched. I felt very bad after that.
Well, you have to play cool, you know, when you do things like that.
I know. But I was a child.
Yeah.
I was so excited that I started running. Russian woman ended her engagement after discovering her fiancé was having an affair through Yandex Map service. Marina was searching for the address of her house on Yandex Maps, which, unlike Google Maps, doesn't automatically blur recognizable faces. But when an image of her home loaded, she was horrified to see her partner of 5 years, Sasha, with his arms around a mystery brunette. He can then be seen kissing the slender woman, who has not been named, as they walk down the road.
Yandex Maps have to consider this and start blurring faces.
That can ruin a lot of families.
Yes.
A lot of lives. I wonder how it all works. When I was browsing Google Maps once, I saw that the pictures were quite old.
Mm.
And I was thinking that probably they upload new pictures maybe once a year, or maybe...
I think that maybe it depends on the region.
Maybe it depends on the region, mm-hmm. Maybe it depends on the location, yeah. But I just wonder whether Sasha's brunette was the ex before Marina?
Maybe. She says that they dated like for 5 years.
Exactly. So, or does it mean that he was having an affair with that brunette at the same time? I'm sure Sasha was very surprised.
If it happened in the United States, which I think that it wouldn't, he would probably sue
Yandex for that.
Yes.
Google, yeah.
I don't know, some people, they actually trace those cars, yeah, especially Google, mm-hmm. Google Maps cars, to make some obscenities in front of them. I don't know how often, maybe they have to get some kind of a schedule that you can find on the internet.
Maybe, or if these are big cities, they are probably updated, if not every day, then every week, maybe.
Yeah.
How jealous are you?
Of what?
Of your possible partner.
Sometimes, but I don't think so. I don't think that I'm that jealous.
If you were in Marina's shoes and if you discovered that mm-hmm. your partner...
No, of course I would end it.
You would end it?
It means that he doesn't really want to be with me.
But what if that brunette was a long time ago?
I would still end it because I don't like infidelity. When you see that a person doesn't really care for you, why would you want to stay with him?
I think honesty is the best policy. But I don't understand. Most people do not do that. They aren't honest with their partners.
Promiscuous.
Why?
Probably depends on the person. Yeah. Maybe they want too much.
Or maybe this is just for the society. Like, I'm a married man. In fact, I don't care about my wife. So.
Yeah, it's like, you know, ticked. Yeah, I got a wife.
Yeah, I got a wife.
Continue.
Married. Yeah.
I'm very doubtful about this kind of a marriage thing. I always told my mother probably I wouldn't be able to get married. We'll see, actually.
I sometimes think the same about myself because uh-huh. my character, I can't say that I'm a complicated person. I think I'm quite easy to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so difficult to find someone who has pretty much the same attitude, who is easy to deal with as well. So just like me, so that we can be easily dealt together. Together, you know. So. Yeah. Dear listeners, we are very pleased to know that we are getting popular. It's a very pleasing feeling to know that people listen to us and like us and wait for our new episodes. Thank you very much for your loyalty. Yeah?
Yeah. Please check our website, because there are some changes that we've made. We have a new feature, which is books. You can audiobooks, you can listen to them, and you can enjoy the illustrations that I made.
They're amazing.
And we'll continue to add some more audiobooks and just regular books. Follow our blog page as well.
Yeah,
and
there are a lot of new articles, a lot of new sections in our group in vk.com/linguistof.
And don't forget to check the page with doodles.
Yeah, doodles. And we have a regular English club. I don't know if we need to advertise that.
I don't think so.
But to let you know that we are very enthusiastic about what we are doing. There is a regular English club on Saturday. I will not tell you the time so that you don't join us. But you can see it.
The fact. You just have to know the fact.
Yeah, well, if you really want to, you can find all the information in our group in VK or on our website, and we do teach English. So if you think you need to improve your English, or maybe you know someone who wants or needs to improve his English, you're very welcome to ask us to send a request, and we will be very happy to work with you, and it will be a lot of fun, and you have a great time with us.
If you want to send us maybe requests or something, you can email us to info@linguistof.ru. Goodbye.
Bye.